Sagt der Mishnah weiter, sagt es Bav Metzia, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah begins by teaching us Hazahav Kaina es HaKesef. Someone gives golden coins to purchase silver coins. Let's say Reuven gave Shimon a dinar Zahav, and he says, I'd like to receive in return 25 dinare Kesef. I'm giving you one gold dinar, please return 25 silver dinar. So when Shimon does Meshicha with the Matbeya HaZahav, when he takes the gold coin into his possession, his friend Reuven is koina the 25 dinare Kesef. At this point, neither of them could change their mind. Let's try to explain this a little. Mina Torah ma'is koinas. That means like this. If I want to buy your bicycle, I give you money, you take the money, the bicycle is mine. But Chazal said, no, the bicycle should not be mine until I am koina. Different things have different kinyanim, whether it's Mashiach, I pull it, or Hagbah, or lift it. Now what's the problem? What's wrong with saying, I give you money and the bicycle is mine? And the answer is a concern that the seller is going to say, Nisrafu chitecha bi'aliyah. Really, this is a machlokes in the Gemara, but this is the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, now we pass in this way. What does this mean? Nisrafu chitecha bi'aliyah. Let's say I go over to you and I say, I want to buy wheat. Aha, okay. It's five dinner. Here's the five dinner. Good, the wheat is yours. Okay, I'll pick it up tomorrow. Sure, no problem. Tomorrow comes. Where's the wheat? Oh, it got burned. There was a fire. The wheat was in the attic and it burned. So what do you mean? I never got the wheat. Yeah, but as soon as you gave me the money, the wheat was yours. So it was your wheat that was burned. Sorry. That's what we're worried about. You have to realize the moicher, he's not going to try so hard to save the wheat. It's not my wheat. He already paid for it. It's his. Let him come and save it. Therefore, Chazal and Masakim, that even if the lekech means the buyer, even if the buyer gave money, it's not his yet until there's a kinyan. Now, if there's a fire, the seller's going to say, oh, I better try to save it. If not, he's going to demand his money back. So let's go back to the bicycle. If I'm buying your bicycle, it's not mine until there's Mashiach. I give you money, it's still your bicycle, you have to take care of it until I do the kinyan. Now, what about if I want to buy money from you? I want to give you one kind of money to buy a different kind of money. So here it gets a little tricky. If I'm buying a bicycle, when I'm buying wheat, there's money, and there's the bicycle. There's money, and there's the wheat. But if I'm buying money, so which is the money, and which is the schayra? Which is the bicycle? Which is the wheat? And it's important because I have to know, on what do you do the Mashiach on? To say that the kinyan has been sealed and no one can change your mind. So basically, our Tana is going to tell us a simple rule. Those matbeyas that aren't used as much, that aren't so much in circulation, people don't take it as much, they're considered the bicycle. They're considered the payrice. Lagabi, the other matbeyas that are more commonly accepted. So if I want to sell matbeyas that not everyone takes, and you want to buy those matbeyas that not everyone takes is the same as the bicycle. You have to do a kinyan on them before they're yours. Now let's go back to those words in the Mishnah. Once again, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Aleph. Hazahav, if I want to purchase silver matbeyas with a gold matbeya, again, let's chazer over the mashal that we said. Reuven gives Shimon a gold dinar, and he wants in return 25 silver dinare kesev. So when Shimon does meshicha in the matbeya hazahav, his friend Reuven is kind of the 25 dinare kesev. At this point, none of them can change their mind. The dinar zav is called the bicycle. The dinar zav is called the wheat. The dinar zav is called the payers. It's all the same thing. Because dinare zav weren't used as much. It may be worth more, but it's not used as much. Therefore, it has the din of the payers, of the schayra. So in this exchange, where Reuven gives Shimon a dinar zav for 25 dinare kesev, the dinar zav is the bicycle, the dinare kesev is the money. So the dinar zav is the davar hanikna, the owner of the gold, he's the seller. And the one who's giving the matbeyas a kesev, he has the din of the buyer. And the buyer has to do meshicha on the zav in order to be kainet. However, the other way around won't work. The hakesev, silver matbeya, which is more commonly used and therefore has the din of money, ain't a kaina s, that would not be kaina matbeya hazav, which is gold. Let's say the seller, the owner of the gold, did meshicha in the dinar a kesev, and the owner of the kesev, the owner of the silver, never did the meshicha in the dinar zav, so there was no kinyan yet. Both can still change their mind. It's the same as someone who gives money for pay rice, money for a bicycle, money for wheat. Even though the seller is moshach as a mos, even though he takes the money, it's still not a kinyan yet. Until the customer takes the pay rice. For that matter, Zakta Mishnah Vayter, and this is all different examples of the same Yisayt. A Matbeya, which is copper, Hanachoshes, a copper Matbeya. Koina S, Hakesef, the silver Matbeya. In other words, if one is giving copper Matbeyas, and he wants to get back silver Matbeyas, let's say he gives him 192 copper prutois for one dinner of Kesef. The end of the Mishnah Be'ez Hashem's work, we'll talk about the different amounts, what one was equal to. Right now, I have a bag of 192 copper prutais, and I want one dinner of kesef. So when the owner of kesef does meshicha in the copper prutais, the owner of the copper acquires, he is kaina, the dinner shel kesef. The kinyan goes into effect. At this point, none of them can change their mind. The meshicha on the nechayshes is like meshicha on the taltalin. Because the copper matbeyas, they're like the peiris, they're like the bicycle, when you compare them to the matbeyas shel kesef. Because copper matbeyas were bechlal not used. So the owner of the copper, he's the seller. He's selling the copper to the owner of the kesef. And the silver coin that the buyer is giving, that's the money here. Aber zakta mishnah v'hakesef, the matbeyah of kesef, einoi koina, that would not be koina, the matbeyas hanachoshes of copper. If the seller, the owner of the copper coins, would do meshicha in the dinner kesef that the lekeach gave him, meaning to say if the copper coin person, the one who owned the copper, did meshicha on the silver coins when he gave it to him, but the owner of the silver never did meshicha on the copper coins, both can still change their mind. That's the same as giving money for a pay raise. It's not yours yet. Vayter zok the Mishnah, mois harois koines esayafois. Now here we have two matbeis, both are silver matbeis. So why is one called mois harois, bad coins, the other is called good coins or nice coins? The mois harois are silver kesefs that the image on the coin, it's wearing down. Something is missing. Some people don't like taking it. They'll take it if they have to, but they don't like taking it. The yafois are the matbeis of kesef that are still sharp. The image is sharp. So therefore, if you're exchanging one for another, the mois harois are considered the bicycle, they're considered the wheat, they're considered the pay rice as compared to the mois hayafis. And if he does meshicha by pulling the mois harois, that's the kenyan. That's like taking the bicycle. The rice is the davar hanikna. The yafis, that's the money over here. But the hayafis, if all he did was he gave the money, ain't unkindness as a rice. By the owner of the rice doing meshicha or taking the midbeis hayafis, that's like taking money. And at this point, it's like if I just gave money for the bicycle and I didn't take the bicycle yet. Both can still change their mind. Vayter zok de Mishnah. Asimon koines hamitbeya. Asimon is a mitbeya that there's no tzura on it at all. It's just like a blank, round piece of whatever the metal is. No one takes this. So vadi has a din of peiros when you compare it to the mitbeya that does have a tzura. So if the buyer pulls the asimain to himself, that's like taking the bicycle. Then the kinyan has been sealed, and you have to pay for it. It's like if I would take the bicycle, I have to pay for it. But the hamadbeya, the complete madbeya that has the tzura, ain't a kindness asimain. If the moicher, if the seller did meshicha in the complete madbeya, both can still change their mind. That's just like giving money. Vayter zok de Mishnah, mitaltel and movable objects, if the buyer wants to purchase a movable object with money, for example, let's say the bicycle, and I have shvacha money, where I have money that isn't used as much. It doesn't make a difference what kind of money I have, whether it's gold, copper, bad coins, just the asimon coin with no tzura on it at all. Once I pull the bicycle to myself, once I do meshicha, then kainim esamet beya, the kinyan is nigmar and I have to pay. In other words, the meshicha of the metaltlin of the movable object, that's what seals the kinyan. However, if I'm buying a bicycle and the owner of the bicycle takes the money, even if the matbeya that I'm giving him is a very weak matbeya, even if it's an asimain, in other transactions, this would be the bicycle, this would be the metaltalin. But in this case, now it's the money. So even if the seller of the bicycle took this weak matbeya, he can still change his mind. He's not mechuyev to have to give the bicycle to me. He can say, take back your money, because any kind of a matbeya, when it comes to metaltalin, the medbeya is considered the money and the metaltalin is considered the payers. It's only when you're using one medbeya to buy another medbeya that I have to know which medbeya is money and which medbeya is considered the schayra. And the Mishnah concludes that, klal, this is the rule. Kala metaltlin koinin ze'ezeh. What does this mean? Here the Mishnah is teaching us a different kind of a kinyan. It's called kinyan chalipin. Till now we were talking about basically kinyan domim. There's a seller, there's a buyer. The seller is providing the pay rice or the bicycle in our mashal, and the buyer is giving the money. Kinyan chalipin works differently. In a kinyan chalipin, there's no seller, there's no buyer. You have two people that want to switch one thing for another. I have a cow, you have a donkey. I need your donkey, you need my cow. In the kinyan we were talking about till now, the kinyan is not sealed, only when you pull the payers. Taking the money is not. But by a kinyan chalipin, there's no money, there's no payers. There's a cow and a donkey. Or let's say two boys that are trading bicycles. So it doesn't make a difference who pulls what. Anyone that takes the bicycle first, automatically the kinyan has been sealed, obviously after they agreed to do so, and no one can change their mind. If I want to trade bicycles, assuming my parents let me, if I want to trade bicycles with my friend Yaakov, doesn't make a difference if I take his bicycle first or he physically takes my bicycle first. If we're exchanging a para for a chamar, it doesn't make a difference if he takes my para or I take his chamar. As soon as anyone does mashicha, that's it. No one can change their mind. And that's what the Mishnah means with the final word, Zeklal. This is the rule, kala metaltalin koinin zeze. In this case, there's no money, there's just metaltalin. The mashicha of anyone seals the kinyan. Once I take the para, he gets my chamar. So basically, this Mishnah is a lot simpler than it seems. This Mishnah is just explaining one yesod. That even though, as Rabbi Yochanan says, mois is kainos min hatayda, really, if I'm buying your bicycle, if I give you money, I automatically get the bicycle. It's mine. But Chazal were mesakein, that even if I gave you money, even if you took the money, the bicycle is not mine until I do Mashiach. If I buy wheat, the wheat is not mine until I take the wheat. And the reason for that, do you remember what the reason is? Zera shemayomi nisrafu chitecha bialia. We don't want the moicher saying, oh, there's a fire, I'm not going to try to save it because it's not mine anyway. I already took the money. Well, now he's going to try to save it because if he doesn't deliver the merchandise, he'll have to give back the money. So when you're exchanging money for a bicycle, it's simple. We know what the money is. We know what the bicycle is. What about coins for coins? What's considered the money? What's considered the bicycle? So basically, there's one simple rule. The coin that is more commonly accepted is the money. And the coin that is less commonly accepted, though maybe more chashuv, but it's less commonly accepted, it's not used as much to buy or sell things, that's the merchandise. So if one gives matbeya zav for matbeya's kesev, Reuven gives Shimon a dinar zav to get back 25 dinarei kesev, when Shimon does the mashicha in the matbeya hazav, Reuven gets the chafei dinarei kesev, because the zav is like the peiros. Someone's giving copper matbeyas for matbeyas kesev, and the exchange rate would be 192 prutais of copper for one dinar of kesev. So when the owner of the kesev does mashicha in the copper prutais, the owner of the copper is coined to the dinar shel kesev. That's when the kinyan falls into place. If someone has coins that it's beginning to wear out a little bit, you don't see the tzura perhaps so clearly, some of it is missing, and want to exchange it for better coins. So when you do mashicha in the mois harois, in other words, when the person with the better coins takes the weaker coins, that's the kinyan. That's like taking the bicycle. Same is true if I want to change a coin for an asiman. Asiman is a coin that has no tzura on it at all. In the old days in Eretz Yisrael, the telephone booths used to call it an asiman, like a token. So that has the din of the peiros. The lekeach takes the asiman, that's like taking the bicycle. But if the lekeach wants to purchase any movable object with money, it doesn't make a difference what kind of money, even the asimah. The money is the money, and the object is the object. When you pull the object, that's when it's yours. And just taking the money doesn't make it yours. And in the last Mishnah we learned, there's something called the kinyan chalipin that works completely differently. That's when you have no money at all. It's just that you have a parah, I have a chamar, and we're switching. Over here we say, once anyone pulls any of the animals, either the parah is taken first or the chamar is taken first, but once the mashiach is done on one, then the kinyan has been sealed, you can't change your mind. Okay, we said we're going to try to figure out the amounts of money. One gold dinar is 25 dinarei kesef. A silver selah, a selah is the same as the shekel in the Torah, has 4 dinarei kesef. A dinar kesef has 6 ma'ais kesef.
A ma has two punyainais, and a pinyin has two isrin.
By the way, did you know that in Iraq, which is primarily Bavel, the currency is still called a dinar? So once again, I had one of my rebbeim used to make these kind of coins. We had to buy and sell things with it. So that's how we remembered all year a certain amount of points. You got an isr, a punyin, so we remembered exactly what each was. So one more time real quickly. One gold dinar is 25 dinarei kesef. A silver sela, which is also the shekel that's mentioned in the Torah, has 4 dinarei kesef. A dinar kesef is 6 ma'is kesef. A ma'is 2 pinyanis. And a pinyin is 2 isserin.